Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. If you're with us Sunday, we've been part of a teaching series called Your Story Matters. And it's a reminder that every day matters, that God's writing a story in and through our lives. And today I want to talk about one of the big ways that he does that, and it's through us discovering and deploying our spiritual gifts. There's a lot of places in Scripture that talk about this, but in Ephesians 4, verse 7, Paul reminds us, God has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. This is Paul's reminder that God gives us a spiritual gift at salvation. And so today, for those of you that were with us Sunday, this will be a bit of a recap, but if you missed it or maybe just need a refresher, today's for you. Here's what I know about your spiritual gift. Number one, it is born in the Spirit of God. It's this reminder that a spiritual gift comes from God himself. In fact, here's what a spiritual gift is. A spiritual gift is simply a supernatural ability that is given to all Christians to do God's work on this earth. It comes from God himself. It's not the same thing as our natural abilities. It's not given just to a few people. It's not a sign of how mature you are in your faith. It's not the same thing as the fruit of the Spirit. It's a gift from God himself that he places in your life at the moment of salvation. And just like any good gift, it's meant to be opened, it's meant to be discovered, enjoyed, and employed in our life. Your gift and my gift is born in God's Spirit. A second thing that's true is our gift becomes the basis for us serving him. See, God gives the gift to us, but he gives it to us to serve others within the body of Christ. In fact, in verse 12, he talks about building up the church, the body of Christ. And so that's the goal. Regardless of how we serve, whether it's in the nursery or whether it's with teenagers or whether it's in business matters or whether it's throughout the week with Path Project or somewhere else, anytime we serve, we're extending the work of God into the world. We take the work of God's kingdom into this physical world. It's the basis for our serving. The third thing that's true about it is it must be brought under supervision. Verse 16 reminds us that our gifts are connected to somebody else's gifts. We don't need a church full of people with just one gift. We need all the gifts that God gives us because just like a body needs all the parts of the body to work together, we need all the gifts. And so the reminder is that your gift is given to you, but it's for the body. It's a reminder that your gift is attached to the church. It's this reminder that every gift, if not deployed in a proper way, has a dark side. And so every gift, every part of the body is accountable to another. When we pull away, it leads to a dark side. You need the church and the church needs you. And the last reminder is that your gift is built through a spiritual life. Verses 13 and 14 of Ephesians 4 reminds us that we need to grow up in our faith, that we need to nurture our gift. And one of the best ways to do that is through the Word of God, through gratitude and prayer. What's sad is when too many people are good workers for God, but they're not great friends of God. They have more public service than private worship. And man, that's not how a gift is developed. Well, today I want to encourage you to take some action steps to say, I want to discover my gift. I want to deploy my gift. I want to appreciate the gift. And one of the ways to do that is to just study what the Bible says about gifts. In fact, I would encourage you throughout the week, maybe take a passage per day and just look at it through the lens of spiritual gifts. Here's the passages I'd recommend. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, Ephesians 4, it talks about the gifts of the ministry, and 1 Peter 4. I would encourage you to read those chapters and study them. 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4, and just begin to study them. A second action step is just to pause today and say, God, would you show me the gifts that you've given me? Just pray that. God, would you show me and just watch what he does when he starts to do it. Ask him, where do you want me to use this gift? How do you want me to use them to make a difference? Number three, examine what you enjoy and do well. One great litmus test of your gifting is to ask, where am I most fulfilled and when am I most fruitful? When am I most fulfilled and when am I most fruitful? In other words, when do I see my gift make a difference? Number four, take a spiritual gifts test. In fact, we're posting it. If it hasn't dropped yet, you can find it on our website at sugarhill.church/YSM for Your Story Matters. And if it's not there yet, it'll be up any day now, but it'll be a great way for you to begin to dial into what your gift is. And the last one is to do whatever God puts in front of you. Do whatever God's Holy Spirit leads you to do. When you feel God prompting you, that's always an opportunity, an invitation to take a next step. What I believe is that your story matters and you feel more fulfilled and the kingdom gets better when you put your gifts to work. Well, that's all the time we have for today. On Thursday, I'm going to pick up this idea and we're going to add more resources to the Your Story Matters part of the website. So again, swing by sugarhill.church/YSM. And if you find these podcasts helpful, if you don't mind, consider sharing them on social media, email, or word of mouth, and just let other people know about the encouragement through the weekday podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.